Eve, agus fáilte go dian clár cum an lucht leas cén le shocht an ashol am eitam comaic with you as usual until 9 o'clock. And well, coming up on tonight's program, of course, as Niamh Colum Kill and Bundoran take centre stage this weekend here in Donegal. They meet, of course, in the Donegal Intermediate Championship final in O'Donnell Park on Sunday afternoon. We'll be joined shortly by the Niamh Colum Kill club chairman Paul Callaghan and by long-serving Bundoran official Philip McGlenn to discuss that final and look forward to what is quite a novel pairing in actual fact. We're also going to check in with Daniel McGeehan, the chairman of newly crowned Donegal senior champions Niamh Connell, to see how the celebrations are going down in Glenty's way. And also we'll get Manus Boyle's thoughts on how and where the 2015 Donegal Senior Championship final was won and lost last Sunday. Of course, congratulations to Niamh Connell, the defeated St. Junans in the final in O'Donnell Park on Sunday afternoon, and a pretty close finish, just a point in it in the end. And Niamh Connell coming through despite being reduced to 14 men in the second half. Our congratulations also to Glenn Swelly celebrating a first Senior Reserve Championship title this week following their victory over Ardra in the curtain raiser. We'll talk about that and more maybe later on in the programme, but as I said, first tonight, our first port of call is the Intermediate Championship final meeting on Sunday in O'Donnell Park of Niamh Colum Kill and Bundoran. And as I said, I'm delighted to see him joined by the Niamh Colum Kill chairman Paul Callaghan. Good night to you, Paul.
How are you?
And also by Philip McGlenn, long-serving treasurer and official of the Bundoran Club. Good night to you as well, Philip.
Good night, Tom, and good night, Paul, and to all your listeners.
Dear, thank you indeed. Well, Philip, we'll probably start with you. There was championship fever in Letterkenny and Glenty's Fintown, all that area last week. Has the championship fever moved to Bundoran this week?
Well, first of all, I would like to just congratulate Daniel McGeehan and all the people in Glantis. You know, they put up a great show, and commiserations naturally to Letterkenny, my own hometown. The question you asked me there was in relation to Bundoran. We naturally are delighted to be in the final. It's come back to 2010 since the last time we were there, and a lot of hard work has been put in, and with a relatively fairly young team, as you would probably well know.
Yeah.
It's a hard fought for everyone, and when you get into a final, it's fantastic, you know, and that, and the pairing of ourselves and Niamh Colum Kill is something unique, I suppose, that we never have played the team before, and nor have they played us really, and that. So it's all there, and any team that gets into a final, it's the final's there to be won and lost, mm-hmm. and that's the way, you know, you have to look at it, and that's where it's at.
Yeah, and Paul, this is the first intermediate final for you, and as Philip says, the first time you and Bundoran have ever met at any level, I suppose that. Shows maybe where both of you have been playing over the last few years. Bundoran up in Divisions 1 and 2, and you maybe down in the lower reaches.
Yeah, well, that's right, Tom. It's a bit of a novel pairing, all right, Bundoran. But, you know, it's great for us to be in the final. I suppose a lot of hard work has gone on here over the last number of years. I suppose we never played Bundoran before, but it adds to the whole occasion, doesn't it? But yeah. The excitement's building down here. It's great to be in the intermediate final, and I would say, you could say, it's probably the biggest game in our history so far. We've won two championships before at junior level. 2010 was the last one, but it's great to be in the intermediate final and up that level, and it's great for everybody down here. It's great to be meeting a team we've never played before either.
Yeah, and let's be blunt about it. You're coming from a non-traditional GA area that... that isn't known as a GA stronghold, certainly in olden times.
Oh, absolutely. There's a lot of work that's done down here because we know we're sort of up against it, you know. But, you'll see the team taking the field on Sunday has come up through the levels at the club. And, you know, there's a lot of work going on here, going on down here at youth level. And the teams are all getting better, and the coaching's getting better, and the structures are getting better. So that manifests itself on the pitch too, as you'll see on Sunday, you know.
And what about that change, Paul, do you think?
what brought about the change? Well, I suppose the community got involved a lot. You know, we've got a lot of good people in that probably weren't local people in the past. You know, this new development, new housing developments and stuff. You got a lot of new people coming into the area with maybe that came on board to help out the local guys, you know. And I suppose the GAA is community-based, you know, all the guys are local, and that adds to it that maybe other sports don't have. And, you know, we got a lot of new people in, and we got organised, basically, you know, to add to what was already there.
Hmm. Certainly, I suppose, great solace and, I suppose, pride by the older generation, men like James Dowd and others that kept the flag flying through thick and thin.
Oh, absolutely. James Dowd, Morris O'Donnell, guys like that for years have been flying the flag.
William,
you know,
Toy,
just incidentally,
William Toy is another that springs.
William Toy, Bob Wilson, guys like that. But incidentally, James is in the hospital at the minute recovering. Just he's listening tonight, so we just pass on our best wishes to James, and hopefully he'll make the final on Sunday, you know, and we'll put a hook into him there. But absolutely, these guys have been going on for years with Niamh Colin Kill, so it's great to see us in an intermediate final now.
Yeah, and as you said, you won the junior in 2010, actually the same year as Bundoran won their last intermediate as well. And maybe at that time there was a feeling that maybe you could have kicked on a little bit better than you have over the last 5 years, that you might have reached an intermediate final before now.
Before, absolutely. Well, you know, in a final 2010 and a final again now, I think it's not bad. We've been playing in a higher division since that as well, and we've sort of established ourselves as an intermediate team rather than a junior side, you know. And, you know, bringing young fellas through all the time, and we were beat in two semi-finals at intermediate level. One of them definitely went to replay, if not the other one. We probably left one of them behind us, so, you know, we could have been in the final. We were a bit unlucky not to be in the final. I think it was 2012, maybe I'm wrong, against Niamh Columba. You know, we went to replay with E-Rua Ballyshannon the year after, so we're kind of overdue a run in the final, you know, and that's probably... we got our just desserts this year, you know.
Certainly a great story in Niamh Colum Kill. Philip Madlena, on the other hand, you're very much one of the old traditional clubs. I think one of probably the oldest clubs in the county.
Well, we would be, yeah. You know, and saying that means nothing on Sunday. Let's call a spade, you know. You get into a final, you're in a final, you're totally different. Team, like from the last time that we were in, you know, like say 2007 for example, when we played Fannett, we've only three players on our team now, and you know, which would be James Kinney, Christy Kinney, who's a very young boy at the time, and Shane McGowan, you know, and that, so we're building up in a very, very young team, and although we're an old club per se as such, and that we're still, you know, like, I mean, I can say to you here and now that there's since the last time that we were in the final in 2010, we have 13 new players.
Yeah,
all young lads. But that's what football's all about, and that's what Gaelic's all about. And as Paul Callaghan said there, you know, it's a parish game, and you know, and you go from strength to strength as you can. You know, with people going here and there, going to college, going to work, and all those type of things. That, you know, the world's got a very small place now, and that type of stuff, you know. And that, and you know, I suppose we're lucky that we've held on to the young lads that we've held on to. And it's great for the club, the fact, even you can see the momentum now at the moment, you know, even in the schools and in the town itself, and the momentum that's there. Mm. And people, you know, and a lot of people don't realise, you know, how important, you know, the GAA is until you get into a final. And then when you're in the final, and everybody all of a sudden says, oh, you know, it's great, you know, and that type of stuff. And the momentum is good, and it's good for any parish. And the GAA is in every parish in the country, and that. And it's a nice buzz and that. But hopefully we'll have a bigger buzz on Sunday evening.
Yeah. Funny, Tommy Horan at the press night last week just mentioned how difficult it was in Bundoran to run a team. And he was... obviously talking to the fact that it's a seaside resort, and you really have a festival from about May to October, and it's very difficult to get guys to give a commitment, but this bunch have.
Well, I mean, look, let's be honest about it. our business in Mundoran is tourism, you know, and that's where we're at. And all the guys that are working, you know, our business is total tourism, and, you know, whether it be from nightclubs to hotels to, you know, wedding receptions to surfing clubs, right through. Our business is when people are there and all having a good time and that kind of stuff. And we have lads that are, if we're going up to play, say, for example, in Inishowen, and we're going down to play in Clonhilly and that type of stuff, our lads are leaving Bundoran, say, at 3 o'clock in the day, and they're not coming back to 10, 11 o'clock at night. And the time that they're working, those guys are working then maybe to, you know, 3 o'clock in the morning, you know. That's where the difficulty is, you know, and you're dependent on the goodwill of a lot of business people to let the guys off and that type of stuff. And it's a fairly hard thing to manage, you know. Bundoran kind of will be unique in the respect that's our business. Other people, you know, are okay if you're in the farming community, and that type of stuff. Guys can go out and work from 7 in the morning until 4 or 5 in the evening, fine, okay, but they're not working to the times that our guys are not. But that's, look, you have to live up to what you have, and that's it. You have to live up to
having said that, Philip, what I've noticed of this current Bundoran side, and they were up in senior championship for a couple of seasons there and acquitted themselves well, was it last year, the year before? They gave St Michael's a right good run for their money in Killygarden. It's quite a settled team.
Well, they are, you know. I mean, what, in fairness to the young lads, the lads that are there, you know, they're not there to make up numbers, you know, and that's, I suppose, what it's all about and that type of stuff. And that all comes from underage structure, you know. It's the fact that, I mean, I remember, you know, not so many years ago that when we would be looking for underage guys to go on to play Ballyshannon, for example, you would hardly get them into the car to go on because we'd beat up a stick. But that's totally changed now in the last 10 years. You know, which is a great thing for us, like, as a small club. And we're the smallest club geographically in the country, not alone in Donegal, but in the country. When you take from where we are, from, you take from Finner to Tullahan, and that, with the sea on our left-hand side, and that. So we've only really about eight miles.
Yeah, and of course you have Leitrim on the other side.
But look, you have to take what you have, and we get on with it, and that's the way we are, and that's it. And you know, there's no point in, you know, we can't do anything about it, and that's what we have, and what we have, we're proud of, and hopefully we'll be prouder on Sunday, and we wish Niamh Coghlan-Kidd all the very best. And that
it wouldn't worry you that the Black and Amber was beaten last Sunday?
Well, being a Letterkenny man originally myself, naturally I would be disappointed. You know, it's but then you know, look, as I said, when two teams are in the final, it's anyone's game.
Right.
And the fact that people are saying to us, you know, well, Niamh Coghlan-Kidd Division 3 and you're Division 2, it means absolutely nothing when you're in the final.
Yeah.
And they're very young team that are eager to win, and we're eager to win as well, and we'll see what happens at about 5 o'clock in O'Donnell Park, which is actually nearly a home venue for Niamh Coghlan-Kidd.
Well, you must like it too. Look at Philip, we're not going to go into the tactics and who's favourites and who's not here tonight. We're just going to have a general chat. Look at, thank you for joining us, and the best of luck on Sunday, and we'll see all you and all Bundoran supporters hopefully bright and early in Letterkenny on Sunday.
Thank you very much.
That's Philip Midlin there. Before we let you go, Paul, obviously Philip mentioned there that you have a young side. It's the old cliche, isn't it? You have the mix of youth and experience.
Well, yeah, it's a fairly young side, Tom. I would say Ryan McKinley is the oldest man on it. He's the wrong side of 30, I'd think. But the most of the other guys are under 21. There are four or five of them come through from minor this year too. So it's a fairly young team. I know Phillip's away there, the Bundoran, but they're in the under 21 semi final as well, and so are we. So we could meet them in the semi final of the under 21 championship there too. So I know a lot of his guys would be under 21. We're similar. Like, we have, you know, the likes of Conor Grant, Daniel Clark, Gary McDade, Michael Lynch, Michael Freel, all them fellas are all in the under 21 team too. So we'd be fairly young, sprinkling the older guys through them, but there'd be nobody. Ryan McKinley would be the oldest, I suppose, but we're a fairly young side, you know.
Yeah. Anyway, look, at the best of luck to you and the best of luck to James Dowd, and I hope he makes a swift recovery and we see him in O'Donnell Park on Sunday. Paul, again, thanks a million for taking time out to join us.
Thank you, Tom. No problem. Thanks.
Okay, that's Paul Callaghan there, who is chairman of Naoimh Colum Kill. And before that, you heard from Philip Madlen, who is the treasurer of Bundoran and a long-serving official. Of course, Naoimh Colum Kill and Bundoran are meeting for the very first time ever, that's interesting, and at any level on Sunday in O'Donnell Park in the Donegal Intermediate Championship Final. Well, you're listening to the GAA programme with me, Tom Comike, here on a Wednesday night. And, well, coming up when shortly we'll be speaking to Manish Boyle to reflect on last Sunday's Donegal Senior Championship Final meeting between St. Junans and Naoimh Connell. Of course, Naoimh Connell winning that one by a point. A couple of late scores later on in that game, seeing Naoimh Connell through, and I'm sure great celebrations have gone on in Naoimh Connell. Another way to celebrate at the finish, it certainly meant a lot. And really, I'm joined by the chairman, Daniel McGeehan. I didn't do a voice check on him beforehand to know if he's hoarse or not. But Daniel, first of all, good night. And are the celebrations, how have they gone, or are they still going on?
I think they're over at this stage, Tom. We have a big match to prepare for on Sunday, the Gaeltacht final, come with the Spain, the Gaeltacht.
That's on Saturday.
Against
Kilcar.
Course,
and we might talk about it later, you have a big game coming up as well the following week against...
We have indeed, yeah. We tend to take one game at a time, Tom.
Yeah. Anyway, how did the celebrations go, and where did you go, and how did you get on?
We went on very well. I remember way back in 2005, Tom, Mickey the postman, Mickey Gallagher and Glenn Finn there, started the proceedings off, and by God, fair play to himself and his daughter Marion, they had the first bonfire out for us again.
Yeah, that's in Fintour, in Glenfinn.
No, and I'd say he's actually in the Glenfinn area.
Yeah.
And that proceed, we went on then to Fintour, Bina Golan, Balnamore, Fintown. Even Jimmy McKelvey had a big fire going there too. Shaligan's right on into Glenties, where we had a tremendous reception. The team got a great reception, Tom.
Yeah. And as I mentioned there, Daniel, I haven't seen the team celebrate a final win in a long time, as much as your players and mentors and even your officials. And I don't think someone says to me they've never seen Danny McGeehan jump a fence so quick and make it across the field to congratulate his players. It meant a lot to you on Sunday.
It meant a lot to us all, Tom. Yeah, and it was a great day, very very proud and our. You know, in our team and our parish and everything else and the supporter. As you know, Tom, we draw a huge support with us, and I must say they have to be praised. I mean, they were like I was talking to, I think it was Bernard Lafferty up in the clubhouse and after the match, and he said he was sitting among the Glenty supporters, and while things got very, very flat, he said it wasn't like them, but when a certain incident happened, he said that seemed to spur the supporters on. And that lifted the team, you know. And that's the kind of things that that's the thing make county final a great day.
Yeah, yeah. Well, as I say, the 16th man, or as it was on Sunday, the 15th man.
Yeah.
And 3 days on, reflecting on it, how was it won? What's the inquest telling you in Glenties? Because it wasn't looking good for a long period.
It wasn't, Tom, but we did manage to keep in touch with Unions from the start. Now, Unions did waste some chances. Now, and mind you, we did waste some chances. But, incidents kind of sometimes make you wonder, is it your day? We hit the post, the ball came out. Unions, I think, hit the post three times and the ball went over. You know, so you just wondered, to heck, is it going to be your day or not? I know Union Doherty had a great chance, Doherty for St. Unans. I think McGrath maybe got his hands to that and had tapped the crossbar, but we felt that if we could stay with them and not let a big lead build up, you have to think that in any game. And we did that. Mm-hmm. And as you saw as the game progressed, I felt Unans got a bit flat for a while in the second half, and maybe we got a wee bit on top then. And then, as I said, those incidents happened, and that spurred us on. And players started digging even deeper than they had been playing. Mm-hmm. And one or one or two of them in particular were outstanding in that last 20 minutes.
Yeah, and obviously young Owen McGettigan was sent off. That was a big blow to you, and then you had a goal.
A goal disallowed, Owen going off and the goal disallowed. You just wondered, was it going to be our day? But then there was a couple of very astute substitutions made. The Butcher came in and
Johnny
McAloon. And, I mean, he really steadied the ship, even throwing over a beautiful point. And then young Ethan O'Donnell, and I was delighted. Now, Ethan maybe was trying to prove a point that he should have been in from the start. I don't know. But by God, did he. And he was fitter on. He had fresh legs. He was fitter on at the St. Union's defence. And, I mean, a couple of times he turned over ball. I think it was twice, and he did scythe through a couple of times, and the matter of fact set up a few lovely scores.
And we can't forget one of the old men in the team that got one of the points, and I suppose he's one of the rookies in the team as well. Aaron Thompson got a great point as well.
Aaron Thompson got a fabulous point.
And had a very good game. And
played very well throughout.
And as you mentioned, Bernard Lafferty there. Bernard was a member of the Lafferty family that won a title in 1959, four sets of brothers. We had the Dohertys from our draft 2000, and now we had the Thompsons. We spoke about it here last week. A huge occasion for them as well, and they all played well.
It was a massive occasion for them. I thought Aaron was a late developer into that senior side. He did play reserve football up until a couple of years ago, but he set his sights on getting into that senior team, and by God, did he go with it. Kieran again, young Kieran being the youngest of them. Aaron's the oldest, Kieran's the youngest. And if you go down to that level, I mean, I thought Kieran Thompson had an exceptional day for a young midfielder up against, the power of maybe Harn and
Rory Kavanagh.
Rory Kavanagh. He acquitted himself very well. And, I mean, I thought some of his catching was excellent.
Yeah. Anyway, as you said, you have an All-Ireland final this weekend. I don't think, have you ever won the All-Ireland Gaeltacht?
No, Tom. We played in an All-Ireland Gaeltacht final in 1974. I was there that day, and I'll tell you, we got some hammering that day from a team whose presence was Paddy O'Shea, believe it or not, down in Ballyburney, in Cork, in the Gaeltacht town. But it's another great day for the club. It's just a pity, and it's unfortunate for the Ardrag club that it had to be dragged out this long. But that's the way it goes. That's football.
Yeah, they tell me in Ardra that Columba Diver is up at 6 o'clock every morning testing the weather gauge. So,
well, I think looking at the forecast, I think it's going to be a bit better this weekend for him.
I know you said you take one game at a time, but it's Trillick next week, and that's been confirmed tonight. I think for McCool Park in Ballybuffet. I see it up on the Ulster Council website.
So I believe. Tom.
And Niamh Bolton, of course, as well. The Donegal Niamh Junior Bolton, Champions are going to be playing Templeport from Cavan in the junior final. Attractive double header, but and I know you said you're only taking one game at a time, but Niamh Connell will have ambitions now, and also got to the final the last time, and given the strength you showed in depth, there's no reason why last Sunday why you shouldn't.
Yeah, like in 2005 we went into it a very, very young inexperienced side. In 2010 we had played a lot of football in Donegal at senior level, under 21 level, and we had a very good side, and we came up against a Crossmaglen team. Maybe they got us on the hop a wee bit at one stage when they scored a goal, but this time we're going into it with our eyes opened, and we know what's ahead of us. And again, Martin Regan will have, and his backroom team will have, those boys well prepared for that.
Yeah. Look, good, Daniel, thank you for joining us, and congratulations once again, and the best luck against Kilcar on Sunday or Saturday, but we have to wish best luck to Kilcar as well. So,
listen, thank you, Tom, and thanks to Thailand Radio for the excellent coverage they've been giving us.
Look, there's Daniel McGeehan there, chairman of the Niamh Connell Club, and Niamh Connell, of course, Donegal senior champions for a third time, winning on Sunday against St. Junan's in McCool Park in Ballybuffet in the Donegal Senior Championship Final. Manus Boyle was at the game, and Manus, what did you make of it?
Good evening, Tom. It was kind of an interesting encounter, Tom, because both sides, for the first 40 minutes, while never getting out, maybe out of third gear, they never really got into the swing of it that maybe looking at St. Junan's, that they did against St. Michael's, and they did against Glenswilly. They never got into that that intensity, that push forward that they had against those teams. And Glenties, you know, you were just waiting for Glenties to start, and they were quite reluctant to give St. Unan's any space. They were reluctant to give them any time on the ball. And, you know, you would have to say that overall they were the best team on the day, and nobody could argue with the result, Tom.
As you said, St. Unan's never got out of third gear and didn't get into their stride. Maybe that's down to what you're after talking about, Niamh Connell, that they didn't really give them the space to do it.
Yeah, I thought Niamh Connell were very stubborn in the way they set up. You know, I mean, they were very disciplined in the way they set up and the way Martin Regan set them up, and that they didn't afford St. Unan's the space that maybe St. Michael's did. St. Unan's had to run the wings an awful lot of the time and kind of work their scores a wee bit more maybe against Glenties than they had the previous two games. So it was, you know, they thought out a game plan and they stuck to it. When they lost the man, I thought then Niamh Connell, you know, they took off the shackles a bit and then they started to push forward. I mean, they have some fabulous footballers in their team, and still they took on four or five men on Sunday, and they have another three or four lads that are definitely worth, you know, they could get on most senior teams within the county. So, you know, they are a force, and I personally thought that after watching St. Unan's in the Glenswally game and the St. Michael's game, I thought they would be hard to beat, and I went to the Kilcar-Glenties game, and while Kilcar probably didn't play well in the day, either didn't Glenties, but they just done enough. So looking at those games, you felt St. Unan's were the stronger, but over the last 3 weeks, Glenties have worked on their game plan to beat St. Unan's, and it worked really well. But, I mean, it's easy when you have players like Leo McLoone and Anthony Thompson, the Brick, you know, solid performers all the time, you know, and the fact that they could take the likes of Ethan O'Donnell and Johnny McLoone off the bench says an awful lot for the strength and depth that they have.
Yeah. Were they champions?
Absolutely. You know, they've, I think, I mean, the rumour was all year that they were setting their goal on this. This was their goal to get back at the county championship, to be county champions again. I think for that group of players, I never thought two championships was enough for them. They were worth a lot more. They're a good side, you know. So, yeah, I mean, they thoroughly deserved, and a lot of good work gone on by a lot of people.
Manus, thank you for joining us. The noise in the back room tells us that we're up against the clock. My thanks to Manus Boyle, to Daniel McGeehan, to Philip McLean and to Paul Callaghan, and the best luck to Bundoran and to Niamh Colmkill on Sunday. That's about it from me for this week's GAA programme. I'm going to Gian Shocklin, Jehogan, Slán agus Bannacht.